Good evening. My name is Steve Martin. I am the executive director of a group called the Alliance for the Future of Agriculture in Nebraska, located 5225 South 16th Street in Lincoln, Nebraska. Our organization was founded 16 years ago by all of the leading commodity groups in Nebraska, along with Nebraska Farm Bureau, and so I'm here today as representative of those groups, and here in support of sustainable beef. This is the type of project that really we were created to help support, because our mission is to grow the livestock industry in Nebraska for the betterment of rural Nebraska. And when I say rural Nebraska, or the benefit of that, we're really talking about more than just the farm kids, you know, that next generation and the farmers and ranchers. We're also looking at, you know, the communities, the small towns throughout Nebraska, that those kids need jobs too. They need a place to come back to. And when we hear the term brain drain, you know, the kids from, I guess, rural Nebraska go off to university, get an education, they want opportunity. They want something to go to where they can grow and thrive, and this creates those types of opportunities. And I want to just talk a little bit about another example, and that is the Costco project in Fremont, Nebraska. That's a chicken processing plant. Costco spent roughly $500 million building that plant. They employ about 1,000 people. It's a big deal for the city of Fremont. But what we're seeing out of that is all the ancillary businesses that have been created. The local rendering operation spent an additional $50 million and employed another 20 people just to take the invented products that go into that plant to solve some of them. And so thinking about this plant and being new and the incorporation of technology into that, they're going to need some of those tech kids to come back. So when you think about technology jobs, they're not just data center jobs. They're not somebody just sitting in front of a computer. They're actually monitoring flows and things happening on floors and manufacturing plants and those types of things. And those are the types of jobs that kids will come back for, where they have an opportunity. And this is also an opportunity to get in on the ground floor of something that will grow for years and years and years, and they can move up and move up and move up and eventually, hopefully, have kids of their own that fill the schools and live here and continue the good life in North Platte. Support the project as we do, and thank you for the time today.